The federal government has announced it will stop providing welfare payments to asylum seekers who have come to Australia from Nauru or Manus Island for medical treatment. Labelled as the final departure bridging E, the visa cuts welfare payments and gives asylum seekers 3 weeks to leave accommodation. The Wire's Chris Dastor with this report.
They say they cut my payment and I should leave community house after these 3 weeks, and they say they will return me back after 6 months to my country or Nauru or Manus.
That's the voice of an Iranian refugee affected by the government's most recent immigration crackdown.
The new visa cuts off their income support immediately, gives them 3 weeks to get out of their government-supported accommodation, releases them into the community, and they're just subject to deportation whenever the government decides.
Michael Bradley is a lawyer and a strong critic of the government's latest move to force about 100 refugees out of the country. They are people who have been brought to Australia from Manus and Nauru for medical treatment.
Government is saying it's because they're a drain on taxpayers. I think that the real reason is to do with the government's desire to not have the asylum seekers' rights determined in court, and they're trying to coerce them back out of the country where they're hopefully out of the reach of Australian courts.
Can you see any sort of positive outcome if the changes are accepted?
No, these people have no means of support, and they're now just being thrown on the charity of Australians of goodwill. They have no other choice, either that or they accept being sent back to the place where they've been traumatised.
Refugee activists like Ian Rintoul says the latest visa crackdown has the whole refugee community in fear.
It's been quite dramatic, quite distressing for the people who've been immediately impacted, and of course the whole grouping of people now have got very good reason to believe that the government will try to do the same thing to them. So you've got a whole grouping of people who, some of whom have been here in Australia now for a long time.
Recently, the government spent $70 million settling out of court on a wrongful detention case. Michael Bradley says it was because they feared what the court may find.
They were concerned about the risk that the court would find that the entire arrangement in Manus Island is illegal. And that's a precedent they don't want to set. So notwithstanding their claims that everything they're doing is lawful, they're prepared to throw a lot of money at avoiding having that tested in court.
So why are the courts such a threat to the government? What is the worst-case scenario here for them?
The worst-case scenario is that the courts clamp down on the government's freedom to deal with asylum seekers outside of the reach of Australian law and maintain this pretense that putting them on foreign islands under Australian control is outside the reach of Australian law, and at some point the courts are going to step in and say, no, you cannot do that indefinitely, that's wrong in Australian law, and will extend its reach to protect those people. That's the ultimate risk for the government.
Lawyer Michael Bradley. Ian Rintoul says the 100 refugees in question, rather than being hunted out of the country, should be allowed to stay.
They've been here living in Australia. Most of the babies, 37 babies have been actually born in Australia. They've lived the last couple of years of their lives in Australia. In some cases, there are people who've actually got parts of the family were already in Australia, and they've been separated from them by being kept on Nauru. The straightforward thing is to let them, to settle these people in Australia and to support them with the same kind of services and support that every refugee that's settled in the community actually gets. Ultimately, I believe this is what the government will have to do, but in its attempt to save some face and its determination to be seen to be tough, it's taking this action against their housing and any income support and with the implication that they will be sent back. But they should just resettle them.
I left my country because I had problem with government from my country. I was been in Nauru for 3 years, and how they play with us in these 3 years, like they say every day, they say lie, or in my country they torture my body, but here they torture my mind.
Chris Dastor with that report.